T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Up there is a new proposal to tear down the Brooklyn Queens Expressway and replace it with a tunnel.
WCBS's Rich Lamb is following this story. Rich, who's pushing this idea and what would it entail?
Well, the idea is to build a 3-mile-long tunnel that would cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $11 billion. It's the product of a study commissioned by the city council. It would replace that nasty section of the BQE known as the Triple Cantilever. That's a piece of roadway familiar to us all that is not only a continuing traffic bottleneck, but also a deteriorating engineering issue that experts say will be unsafe to drive on within 5 years.
Rich, we understand other cities have pulled off similar projects?
Well, Seattle replaced the Alaskan Way Viaduct. Never been on that, but it cost them $3 billion to put a tunnel there. And most famously, Boston, you'll remember that one, had the Big Dig, a $24 billion project plagued by cost overruns and schedule problems. Boston moved a highway underground and replaced it with parks, but that project took Beantown 10 years.
Now, Rich, you spoke to former City Traffic Commissioner Sam Schwartz about this tunnel idea. What does he think?
Well, Sam is not that enthusiastic about it. He doesn't dislike tunnels, but he does not believe digging a tunnel is a practical idea at this time. He cites the projected $11 billion cost, but also notes that planning and engineering for such a tunnel would probably take 5 years, and constructing the tunnel another 10 years. He says the issue with fixing the BQE is a more urgent and immediate problem, and that the tunnel fix would cost too much and take too long.
Interesting. Thank you, Rich. WCBS reporter Rich.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.